For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Friday morning. Good morning. We did it, didn't we? We got through the week by His grace. I know you did. I did too. Thank you, Jesus. Some weeks are just, you just coast on through, man, with God. And some weeks you're like, whoa. I mean, you're just clinging, right? You're like, God, get me through this. And He does. He does. He does. And you build spiritual muscle all along the way. I know. I know. And I sound like I'm making light of it. I want to say, if you only knew. The reason I'm able to say it, my brethren, is I've been through some things also. But I got to tell you, He has gotten me through each and every step, every ounce of the way. And I know He's doing that for you too. Finishing this whole series this week, Sources of Spiritual Passion. Hope you've been loving it. Always go to the website to download it if you need to rehear some of these again. Number one, we talked about having a growing awareness of who God is. You just take the time, take a walk, look at the gorgeous creation, just look around you. You say, wow, God, you did all this. This is amazing. Sources of spiritual passion. Number two, sit at His feet. Pray. Get your Bible out. Maybe when you're at work, instead of just sitting with everyone always at lunch, you can take, you know, set a goal. Say, you know what, for the month of March or the month of February, however you do it, man, I'm going to take my Bible and just kind of go off and read a little bit. How long's it been, my brethren, since you've just sat at Jesus' feet? Sources of spiritual passion. Next one we talked about, this was a tough one, but it's got to happen. Be willing to let God break the outer self life. Remember our scripture, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it'll bear much fruit. That's that self life. The me, 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 the I, the I wants. You know, it's got to go. God doesn't mind you having desires. Are you kidding me? But you want to have His desires birthed in you. You want to be able to get the self stuff out and say, okay, God, what do you see? What do you say? Birth your desires from the foundations of the earth into me. That's how it works. It's just phenomenal. So you got to say, you know what? This hurts, and it hurts really a lot when that self life is breaking. It's called brokenness. But it's the best thing. Talking about sources of spiritual passion. Then the real life, the real you, connects with the real God, right? On the inside of yourself. And life really begins to take on meaning, purpose, and that Zoe life that Jesus died to give us. It's fabulous. You just surrender, man. Just surrender, even today. Just, you know, I surrender. One of our meetings, a precious lady from Raceland came, and she used to come all the time. And she's been here for at the end of 2012, and I look forward to seeing her more in 2013, but she made one time for a smaller group gathering we had in the Metairie area, 50 white flags. And we all just took those flags and waved them in surrender, saying, have your way, God. Talking about sources of spiritual passion. You don't want the self-life to get in the way of your intimacy with God. We then talked about this one. Why not make a list of all the good things that God has done for you, and rehearse them and go over them? Sources of spiritual passion. Just renew. Oh, wow. That's what Joshua did. He said, place those stones in the River Jordan so that every time one of your grandbabies or one of your kids says, Mom, what happened here? You can say, this is when God, and then you fill in the blank. Being thankful. And then the final one, sources of spiritual passion. My brethren, wanting to please God more than wanting to please man. It's a tough one. Human approval, man, it'll pull at you. And again, we're servants of the Most High God, aren't we? We're servants as ministers, meaning we want to help people. But you know what? We want to please God first. And then through that, we serve others. We please God first and then serve others. When it gets turned around, your source of spiritual passion wanes. When you're only wanting the approval of what someone thinks of you, you know. And then your life with God just is like put on a back burner. Don't do it. God first. And out of that union with God comes ministry. Hope you've loved it. Thank you for joining me all week I love bringing the broadcast to you, and I thank you for your beautiful comments, and they mean the world. So have a great weekend. By His grace, I'll be back Monday for A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.